patrons.
Hello.
What?
You.
Do you know what it was? I'm going to be open now. I was a bit out of breath.
from counting.
Right. Out of brain power as well, I think.
Jesus Christ.
That's my job, not to be able to count. I've never got out of breath counting, though.
Right. Look behind the curtain. I don't just do a countdown. I give it a 5555544444333, like that. And then I got to the end. I had no air left in my body. What? Need some fucking WD on these, don't us?
Creaking.
Bulge is back.
Hello.
For 6 weeks now, you've been gone.
I'm sure all blissful.
Since you've been gone, I can't see for the first time.
Open your eyes then.
I think it's I can see, isn't it?
I don't know.
Who was it?
Kelly Clarkson.
Is that Jeremy's daughter?
American
daughter.
Yeah.
So how's things?
Yeah, all good.
Good?
All good.
You, John?
Oh, yeah.
So you jumped straight into it?
Yeah, let's.
All right, cool. Actually, no, you can tell us your death row meal, please,
yeah,
Bulge.
Yeah, Bulge, fill us in.
Forget the beat us, because you're dead anyway. In 24 hours.
I was the only one who did it properly with three courses, I might add.
Oh, Jesus. No,
I'll be honest, I'm so obsessed with trying lobster now. It's all I can think about.
Buttery.
Purely because I just think... I said it at the time, I've never heard you speak so passionately about something. Yeah. You know when someone recommends like a film or an album to you and you think, yeah, I'll listen to it. And sometimes they really drive home that thing and you think, God, you know, I need to listen to this. I don't think I've ever taken a recommendation as seriously as I have this. And if I eat lobster and it is shit... then there's a problem with my palate. Because there's no way you can like it that much.
No.
I can't, yeah. Mine was just very, very basic. It's a mixed grill. I probably have chicken goujons and a big pot of barbecue sauce to start. That's not dessert. And an eaten mess for dessert. So there you go. There's my three courses. What's that face for?
Oh, fucking hell.
What was your... fucking
hell. I mean, death, I might as well death row meal.
I know, get it from the harvester.
Flip us down spoons, will it?
Yeah.
Christ.
They don't do mixed grills anymore,
is
so...
Is that the food?
Is that the food already?
It's terrible timing if it is.
Is it the food?
BMW, yeah, it might be.
Oh, well, look properly then.
Well, I can only see so far, I'm short.
Stand up, small stuff. Yep, that's the food.
Okay,
not
good.
Me.
Patrons.
Weatherspoons.
Fucking chicken goujons.
Barbecue sauce.
Pathetic.
Barbecue meats. Go on, what's your... Straight back in, no kissing. The thing is, the listener hasn't had, what was it, half an hour, 45 minutes worth of eating and chatting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a... to them, isn't it?
We're all done now. Might as well go home.
Yeah. That's bollocks now.
Yeah.
So that 2.5 minutes... you know, that's as good as it's going to get.
And all we did was introduce it when, oh, food's here, off.
Yeah.
My last meal would probably be something like...
Because I think me and you have got a similar palate. John's a bit middle class.
Yeah, probably. So
we like chips and burgers too much.
Yeah. Beige food.
Yeah.
Beige. No lobster Thermidor.
He did listen. Nice.
He did.
Yeah, that's the only bit I remember.
beef Wellington
I remember.
For me.
Yeah, it was beef, like cooked bang
yeah,
on, wasn't
proper,
it? Yeah.
With a red wine beef jus.
But you have to have mash because you can't really have roasties, even though roasties are superior to mash.
Yes, that.
See?
Yeah.
See, I thought that as well when he was banging about, oh, you have to have it with mash, mash is just mash, 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 mash. I thought,
but it's got
to
be velvet smooth.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't fuck about. It's no lumps.
Let's be real, if you're having a beef Wellington... they're not like, oh, I can't be fucking bothered to mash these properly. You
know,
they're going to all that effort.
Yeah.
Effort.
Anyway, Bulge's last meal.
Right, this is going to be random. So I would probably go a similar kind of starter to Niall.
Yes.
Like some fucking, some chicken tenders with some fucking barbecue sauce.
You can't beat them, can you?
And this, you both will have been there at some point, but whether you remember. Remember Stars Bar?
Yeah.
The ribs
hang
and...
on, hang on.
Exeter, Iron Bridge, Iron
Earth. Yes, go on.
Yeah.
Ribs and chicken combo.
Ribs and chicken combo. With the mashed potato side.
Mm.
And what was the other side that they did that was really good? I can't fucking remember now. It's so long ago now. I'd have that. I'd be like, you need to go and build a time machine. You get hold of Doc Brown. Buy a DeLorean. Hope it runs. It probably won't.
That Renault V6 in it.
That Renault V6 in it. build a time machine out of a DeLorean, and then go back in time
to the Libyans!
To avoid the Libyans and the uranium. No, plutonium.
No, you need
it?
The plutonium.
Plutonium. Yeah, avoid the Libyans and their VW bus that somehow does 90 miles an hour. It doesn't. DeLorean didn't do 90 miles an hour.
Didn't need to.
Didn't need to.
I'm going to be 88. Honest. 88. This sounds like a lot of effort to go back, what, 5 years?
Yeah. But this is my demands for my final meal.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're going to fucking cook me tomorrow, then bollocks. You're building a time machine.
Then you could inform me.
Yeah.
If you fry me from the brain down,
yeah,
I can get a time machine on the go.
Exactly. You're going to have to buy yourself a DeLorean. They're expensive these days.
This food is so good, you're not going to use this time machine to go back and not commit the crime.
You nah, just want that. This food. I feel like if I'm on death row, it's for a good reason.
Yeah. Killing me, probably.
Yeah. Don't know. Don't know if that's worth it.
I was about to say, that's a lot of risk. Some reward, mind. Put up with me for much longer.
So yeah, chicken and ribs combo from Stars Bar circa 5-6 years ago. Actually, it was longer
probably
than that.
10, really.
Yeah,
I said
fucking
five.
10 years ago, yeah, it would have been.
COVID was 5 years ago.
I know. I was just thinking that.
I only went there once, Stars Bar. Very local knowledge. You only went there once.
3 times I went.
Yeah, I think I went 3 or 4.
Once?
Oh, no, 4, because I organised Christmas meal there for Phoenix.
What did you? I went for Ruddy was there. I think it was Ruddy's birthday.
For an old
Sugar than killer.
Oh, you shaved my arm hair, boy.
So, dessert?
Ooh.
I can't remember what I said as dessert now. Did I say tiramisu? I can't remember.
So, this will shock you.
Ice cream, vanilla
ice
cream.
Big bag of Haribo.
No, this will shock
you. And a bottle of wine, and I'm a fuck that bitch just one more time. Go 45 and 2 zigzags.
No, this may shock you.
Go on.
Until I went to the Isles of Scilly,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't had a scone with jam and cream on it before.
You're joking me.
Nope, never
what?
Had it. Bulge. Never had it.
So after that whole thing...
Do you know what? That's why he was all, who gives a fuck? It all comes out and say, fuck it.
I mean, I'm not being funny. It does. It still comes out in chocolate cream.
I don't think I can look at you.
You want to get a time machine to go back to Stars Bar 10 years ago to have a chicken and, what was it, combo?
Ribs
combo. Which, let's be fair, it's not that they don't exist anymore.
No, but those specific ones don't, because they're not in existence anymore.
They were fucking good.
They were damn good.
I will say
that. Well, I like some ribs. You know, I
honestly,
time
honestly, right? I love ribs, and they were by far the best ribs I've ever had. Like to the point, you would pick up a bone,
and the bone it would just come out.
It would just come out, and it would come out like fucking clean. Squeaky clean. And you're like, oh my fucking!
Picked cleaner than Pavarotti's chicken bones.
Thanks for listening. We're going to make a time machine.
We need to crowdfund for a DeLorean.
Yeah.
And some plutonium.
Patrons, please. Or just sign your family up.
I mean, surely we'd be better off to, like, put an ad out for the chef of Stars Bars.
Can't be that hard to find, surely. He's not.
No, I like my idea better.
Okay, fair enough. He's probably working in the fucking, in the Wetherspoons.
Probably. He's now a microwave jockey.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I know. Not yeah.
Do you know what I was going to say?
What
how the hell have
fuck,
you?
Fuck, Bob.
So somebody is going to tell me I've done it the wrong way because I got in there and
where
I
was... you... hang on, this is I'm worried.
Well,
now.
He was in Cornwall.
I was in Cornwall. In Cornwall. You could have made a Cornwall. Bit of a faux pas here.
Maybe, but I'm from Somerset. It doesn't matter. It's not like intrinsic to my identity what way around I have the jam and the cream.
It's true.
Correct.
Unlike you.
You're going to tell me you did it 50-50, aren't you? You put a line.
No
credit card in the middle.
But when in Rome. You are expected to do as the Romans do.
True.
And what did you do?
So, I sat down, chopped my scone in half.
Yeah, which way? Hang on. Not...
yeah, straight down.
Got like a slice of cake.
So, near a shag, you got a meat cleaver, just bang, straight in the middle. Done. No.
Schling.
It went fucking everywhere. China the lot. It's a bit crunchy. No. So, cut them in half, fold them out.
Yeah.
And, I went.
Nervous.
I said to Beth, I don't know which way round's which because I had no phone signal because it's the Isles of Scilly. Couldn't actually look. We're really dumb without phones.
Oh, yeah.
Really dumb without phones. Anyway, I said, which way round does this go? And she goes, I don't know.
She said, and it fucking matter. It all comes out the same fucking way anyway. And you went,
yeah, well, she did. She did. No. I would take a picture of this and send it to the Discord, but Niall and Benny won't see it, as it turns out. And that'll just work them up into a frothy lather, won't it? So I went cream just then jam.
Oh no, Bold.
Because it made more sense.
Cream then jam.
It made more
sense.
That's a Devonshire way, which is correct.
It made more sense. But what happened was I sat there, I did one way. She went, why don't you do one way and one the other? I was like, Fair, okay, let's do that. So
very
I did
diplomatic.
That. It didn't make sense, jam first.
Doesn't, does it? That's what I've always said.
It does.
It doesn't.
Well, not because I'm not going to die on the altar of fundamental scone cream jamism right. Like Niall and Benny would.
Like I say, all along. But this is my opinion. Go on.
The cream is a solid base.
Yes.
In which to put the jam on.
Yes.
The other way around doesn't... I don't care because it does come out looking like a chocolate Mr. Whippy, so it doesn't matter. But... fundamentally, it doesn't really chocolate goose shit in Niall's case. Biggest, gingerest goose you've ever seen.
Chocolate through the eye of a needle.
So yeah, I did both, and I preferred it cream first.
And also, my opinion. It doesn't matter an ounce. But you are right; it is a more solid base, and the jam's quite floppy in it. That's not the right word. But
it's not penis.
Hello. It's not solid, is it?
Mm. It's not penis.
It's like custard.
Well, no.
Depends what jam you got.
What's that called when if you touch it, it goes solid? Or if it moves, it goes solid. Like, that's what custard is, isn't it?
It is. That's what custard does. Because Richard Hammond ran across the swimming pool for a bit. Brainiac.
Anyway, this is a brainiac.
Oh, yeah. What a shit program that was.
I kind of enjoyed it, if I'm honest. Because they get the saucy nurse or the teacher
saucy.
Or something with the push-up-iest to push-up bras and massive norks.
But also, when you're doing like toast, you put butter on first and then you put your jam on. To me, it's just, don't look at me looking weird. It's a dairy product still. So don't
saying dairy,
oh,
then
yeah,
bizarre.
Yeah. No, so, I agree.
So to me,
it
just makes logical sense.
So if I am out in public, I will do cream and jam. And I'll argue it till I'm blue in the face.
Even though you're from Somerset and you've got no...
Yeah.
You're better off making cheese, question, like I said before.
Yeah, that is true. If you were in Cornwall, would you do it differently?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Disrespectful bastard.
So hang on, which way round did I prefer it?
You preferred it the Devonshire way.
Technically the correct way. Yeah, I know. The thought of it. Recording it. Oh, fuck, I didn't record.
That wasn't funny the 300th time you did it. It's still not funny.
No.
One day I'll be genuine and you won't believe me.
I would just go home.
The boy who cried wolf.
Technically, you've done it the correct way.
Right.
But seeing as you were in Cornwall, some could argue...
Wrong way.
Yeah. You've done it the correct, disrespectful way.
It depends entirely on if you're... Are you using jam or are you using conserve?
Mm. This was actual jam. It had, like, fruit in it still.
Yeah, but...
If that made sense.
It was firm.
Yeah.
Because jam has to be firm. Conserve is... More of a
bit of a runny
you
thing.
You can pour it
like
on.
Marmalade almost.
Yeah.
Marmalade.
Because if you're using an actual jam that you spread it on and it doesn't run off, then that is the best for me. That's the best way to have it because then you can do three times the amount of cream.
Once. You're a cream man, aren't you?
Oh fuck yeah, yeah. Like don't get me wrong, I'd quite happily just have a.
What ratio are we talking as a percentage?
95 to 1.
Really? Well, I found 75 to 25 was nice.
Yeah. No, I would.
Which way though?
Cream.
Well, cream, obviously.
Cream, obviously.
Cream is the demanding factor.
Yeah.
I'll probably go 50-50. I think.
Ugh.
Should we get something next time we record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, are you about to tell us that your dessert on death row is a? Cream tea.
Devonshire cream tea.
No, is it? Fuck, it's cheesecake.
No, why the fuck did you tell us about the scones then?
Is it only because it sprung to mind. It only said it sprung to mind. I knew
it. Twist.
Call an ambulance.
With a
but
side,
not for me.
No, but with a side order of begrudgingly a Devon cream tea. Without the tea, because you can go poke the tea up your ass.
That was fantastic.
That was very funny.
That was good.
Yeah, my dessert, now you two...
This is going to come as a surprise.
And the surprise is, it's not that.
It's not the thing we're going to talk about for 10 minutes. It's going to be something else. Do you know what? You know how much I want to put this in video, right? But it's a too much hassle.
Yeah.
We tried that.
We tried it. too much hassle.
I did watch it the other day, and it was quite funny still.
Yeah, it's a good episode, that one. Yeah, it Which is. One?
Fiddy.
Oh, episode 8 of The Patreon's good. That's the first one we've done.
How was it?
The reason I want it in video is because your face when he said, "No, no, cheesecake."
Specifically a vanilla and Biscoff cheesecake.
Whoa. Oh. You had some nice...
With clotted cream.
What did you have the other day? Was that a cheesecake?
And ice cream.
And I looked at it for too long, so I had a nut. No,
well, I don't really know. It's not really a cheesecake. It sort of is, but
you
it isn't.
Put it in the Discord?
No.
He wouldn't know because he's not in it anymore.
He accidentally stumbled across some sort of cake place and... blew his mind.
Yeah, it was cookie dough. So the base is made out of cookie dough.
Oh,
yeah, so it's cookie dough.
My toes are
cookie dough base, and up the side and on top is cookie dough,
like a pie.
Yeah, basically a cookie dough pie, and then inside it was basically like inside.
What's that from?
It's just generic MC.
Yeah,
is it? Oh, okay. I thought it was from something. Anyway, carry on.
It's from the Lemonade Cookie Lifestyle Wars Motor podcast.
Yeah.
Ching.
God, what's the right word for it?
Confit.
Come?
No.
Come?
What do I want? Oh, fucking hell. My mind's gone blank.
It's all that kebab you ate.
Yeah.
Well, not all you paid for, though, was it?
No. True.
Motherfuckers. She got pizza.
Yeah, I should have, actually. Cough. Your pizza looked banging, I won't lie. When
yours pretty good.
When you opened it, I was like, oh, fuck, that looks way better.
It looked
better.
A bit Chicago-y. That's,
did a little bit. Yeah. Had a bit of a pie crust on it.
Shall we pause or something, or should we...
Move on?
No, let's for 3 minutes.
Have you got more shit to talk
well,
about?
Well, anyway, it had, like, white chocolate and milk chocolate. Not mousse, because it was
Kinder.
More solid.
Kinder egg.
Well, they did all sorts. So. I had one that had Maltesers through it.
Oof.
And the other one had Milky Way crispy rolls.
Nut.
And then they also do these brownies, these big old slabs of brownies.
Was that a Devon Truck Show?
No. Wellington Farmers Market.
Oh, fair enough.
Why are you mooching around Wellington again?
Because he lives there.
I live there.
Oh, you wanted a seal.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I needed some O-rings. Yeah.
An O-ring for his butt plug.
Ah, yeah. Right, okay.
Fucking get a bit of blow-by on it.
A bit of blow-by on it? I think you need to go up a size. You're getting blow-by on it, mate. It means the old ring ain't sealing anymore. His piston rings are fried.
Yeah, buddy, a button O-ring.
Piston rings are fried. Now me and a mad scientist got to pull apart the block.
Can you flick the lad on?
No. So they do these brownies, right? And the brownies are, I would say, they're 4 inches long,
Giggity.
Probably 2 inches wide, and
sounds familiar.
About the same,
if you magnify it a bit.
When I'm hard,
about the same depth. So like 2 inch width, probably a half inch of cookie dough base.
Shit.
And inside the brownies.
Good.
They do all sorts. So they do cream egg, they do Mars bars, they do fucking
Kinder eggs.
You know when I said, next time let's bring in some Skip. Fuck that idea off. That's the gayest idea I think I've ever
had. Right, so order something from SB Bakes.
Get some fucking SB Bakes on the go.
They're fucking hefty, mind.
You can get diabetes once, can't you? I can't get double beaters, can I?
Yeah, it was me, yeah. Nark. Well, I mean, the thing is that, yes, you can only get it once, but it can get worse.
True.
It's not like AIDS, you know, it's sort of...
Can't you just have a shot of, like, an EpiPen?
Insulin?
Yeah, can you have something?
Well, you could, but...
There you go.
I don't think you really want to start that, do you?
No, not really.
Cause it's
a bit bright now, isn't it?
You're kind of set for life then, aren't you?
Someone's having a schmock.
Oh, that'd be the cunt off to that stupid A4.
Fucking stinks.
So,
right, I'm going to jump straight into this because I've asked... Benny his opinion on this, and he spoke to me like I was an idiot, and I quickly floated
this should
this,
be good then
I quickly floated this idea to you two earlier, and you both looked at me like I was an idiot. Question, gentlemen. Short fuel back to the past. You have to work a 4-day week, okay? You get to choose
Monday to Thursday.
I really like it when Monday to Thursday comes around in my shift pattern.
Why?
Because
you have to work 4 days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday off every week. Yes, please.
Yeah.
No, you can work any 4 days you like.
Yep. Monday to Thursday.
And there's no debate on that?
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on then.
You're?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, of course it does.
No debate, apparently. Well, I would probably go Monday to Thursday.
Right.
But I tell you what is a good option. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
oh,
Sunday
fuck
off.
Fuck that.
What, 2 days, day off, 2 days,
yeah,
2 days off.
Fuck that.
Now, I tell you the working pattern I like the idea of.
Random fucking day off in the middle of the fucking week.
I tell you the
work. Just start relaxing, and then you think, oh, I've got to go back to fucking work tomorrow.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
Well, I tell you the working pattern I quite like the sound of. Was 4-on-3 off.
Yeah.
With a rolling day off in the week. Because every, how many weeks, I can't remember how many weeks, but every few weeks, your days off would work out to be...
3 on the bounce.
Yeah, so you'd have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no weekend working. 5-on-3 off, no weekends.
Why aren't you still doing that job now?
I never got the job. I went for an assessment drive and all the rest of it, and they never called me back.
Was this in the old Ferner, or was this a Sprinter job?
After giving me the whole, it's good that you actually bothered to reply to the email, because nobody does these days, and then he didn't let me know what was going on.
So he didn't reply to your email?
So he didn't reply to my email, or the fact I took part of my day off to go and...
Who is this for? Let's name and shame him on this.
Lloyd's Animal Feeds.
Nice.
Anyway, 5-on-3 yep. off, rolling day off in the week, no weekend. Spot on.
I'm confused by this rolling day off.
So, 1 week, you'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. It's bad, isn't it? Then you'll have...
John likes it.
So then you'll have Monday off as well.
Right.
Then you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday off. Then you end up with it...
Working Monday and then off, having Tuesday
then
off.
Then having Tuesday off. So the day off rolls through the week over the 5 days.
I'm with you. What's that noise? My dinner's arrived. Forklift's outside.
Yeah.
What else is on the out of list?
Schindler.
Bamp.
End of the world.
Last day.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
So... It is the last... Well, basically...
And I feel fine.
Some fucking... Like, your phone starts making all this racket.
Go floater, floater. This is Hot Dog 7.
This is Hound Dog 7.
Hot Dog 7.
Hound Dog 7.
Hot Dog 7.
So, there's some sort of zombie outbreak. Something's fucking gone awry. Okay? You need to survive. We'll go with the zombie outbreak. So it's all starting off...
Well, it's not last day on Earth then, is it?
Well, potentially. Well, you've got to survive.
Well, no,
if it's your last day on Earth, you're not surviving, are you?
Yeah, but it's one or the other.
All right, then, what do you tell me?
Well, no. Because if you're talking...
You don't survive... If it's the last day, you don't survive, do you? Because you're dead at the end of the last day.
So then it's your last day on Earth.
Oh, we can do two things then.
Yeah.
But what I've always meant... I don't know where you got this last day... What I meant was, what would you do to survive, potentially, the end of the world?
Right.
Because let's do that. So, zombie outbreak, bit like COVID, starts in all the big popular places, wafts its way down the southwest, hits Somerset first, doesn't really impact it, things are very much the same as they were. Right? In fact, things slightly improve with speech and everything else, says me.
Yeah, then the zombie outbreak gets to Barnstable and just mutates drastically. Then it gets to Exeter and mutates again. Then it hits Plymouth and they all start fucking each other, but that's pretty normal.
I mean, Exeter is just basically, what you're saying is Sidwell Street grew.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, pretty much. Oh,
that does look like it's been...
Boathouse Lane got a bit nicer. Yeah.
The pasties get better. It's the only way they can't get any fucking
worse. The pigeons
worse.
Walk on zombie virus.
Yeah, I still remember that.
The gristle.
Fucking horrendous.
Mm. So... Where are you going? What are you doing?
The big reveal. We're all going to take a bite.
Huh. This is fucking shit.
To be fair, that's got to be up there with big reveal. We've got a mint. Is up there with the whole fucking...
Nice beer, Bill! Yeah,
with the fucking... What was it called again?
Rich energy.
Yeah.
Poor energy, as it turns
Poor
out.
Poor energy, yeah. Waiting fucking... I gave her so much content in the early days.
I did.
So, where are you going? What are you doing?
Isles of Scilly.
It's a very small place, Bulge.
As many islands.
I tell you what.
And they've got cows.
I've never heard.
They've got sheep.
I've not heard the Isles of Scilly. I've heard it more tonight than I have the rest of my life. Yeah. To be fair,
the 35 years previous.
Right, no, but think about it this way, right?
Is that your answer to everything?
Yeah, it is.
So, what's like it after the Octavia?
Think about it this way.
Oh, those are silly.
Yeah. Think about it this way. They've got sandy beaches.
You're trying to survive.
Yeah, right.
We do throw sand at the zombies.
Yeah. They can't get there. They can't. Well, I'm assuming they can't swim anyway.
Big risk.
So, I mean, if they can swim, that you're not safe anywhere.
Hmm. Yeah, it's got point.
Really?
Well, you're equally in danger anywhere then, aren't you, if they can swim? That's what I mean. They can walk and swim. It's not like they can only swim or only walk. They can just do both. They can either walk to you or swim to you. Yeah.
It's right, a fucking long swim.
Let's presume they can't swim.
Yeah.
Good little odds are silly. You have cattle, dairy, arable. They farm over there.
It's arable. I thought you said it was mice.
Right, so they've got farms. Yeah. They've got plenty of seafood,
but
and you're isolated.
But
enough.
The second it gets over there, you're fucked within about 35 minutes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can say that about anything, can't you?
Yeah.
But then you're also trapped on a small island. How can you swim?
There's lots of boats.
You can't swim, can you?
I can. Not back to Penzance, but I can swim.
When was the last time you swam?
In the Isles of Scilly.
Should have guessed that would be the answer. Oh, actually, you can swim there.
Yeah.
But the other thing with the Isles of Scilly, though, is you're going to run out of seed pretty sharpish.
No, I've got plenty.
Long tube to dispense it with as well, apparently.
A drill.
Variable speed.
You're going to run out of seed pretty sharpish. And unless you've got breeding cattle over there, you're also going to run out of cattle.
Yeah, true.
I don't think I'll put enough thought into this. But also...
No, I was just like, yeah, I'll go to Dartmoor.
No.
They can't climb hills.
It's worse than that. Yeah. Well, if they can fucking climb a hill...
I'm going to go to the Winchester, have a pint and wait for this all to blow over. That's what Niall's going to do.
But
got also, deadbolts and stuff, haven't they, pubs? Yeah, there's a rifle above the bar.
We think that's deactivated. Irish fella. Also, quite a few people are going to think, let's go over there, it's a small island.
Yeah.
You're going to be batting human people off, you know.
What?
Somerset style.
As opposed to Devon style.
And you're also struggling for infrastructure over there of any kind.
Yeah.
Barely any roads.
So it's not, yeah.
Well, there ain't any roads, but you don't need the roads.
Well, there's no roads.
Well, there are. There's roads on St Mary's.
No, on the actual island of...
The one I was staying on, it was a concrete farm track.
Which one? So the Isles... Hang on. The Isles...
It's an archipelago. There's lots of islands.
Okay. It's a what-a-pelago?
Archipelago.
Oh, I could either is pelicans.
Yeah.
So, and what was the name of the one you were on?
St Martin's.
That's a daft name, that. You can't call it Martin. Yeah, Mary's fine.
It's called St Martin's.
As well,
yeah, it's fair. So a concrete
could go to Tresco. Sounds like Tesco.
I was about to say.
It's posh as well.
They need a co-op there. I don't know what I was going to say. What were you saying?
Smart person speak.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they get by producing their own... I'm not sure how they produce power, but they there was never any issues with power. They've got fresh water supply. I don't know. But to my mind, island would be better. Maybe somewhere like Lundy, perhaps, because you can hop back to the mainland with a lot of guns and 28 years later.
I mean, the biggest trouble that we've got, as silly as it sounds, the biggest trouble that we've got in this country...
Immigration.
For something other than that. For a zombie apocalypse, not for an immigration apocalypse. For a zombie apocalypse.
Mind political class.
Is we don't have the firearms... In this country.
No. You'd have to get up close and personal, wouldn't you, with a knife or something?
Yeah.
And then you get
unless
bitten.
You're fortunate enough that you already own an shotgun or.
Unless you're a farmer or a farmer's mum.
Yeah.
Because they're all packing around.
Because they're all packing round here.
Landmine.
Deactivated.
Dong!
It's deactivated.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's Irish. It's deactivated.
So, yeah, the
Clover.
The trouble is that obviously you can't You can't rely on finding a gun and
no.
arming yourself.
No, no.
You've got to barricade yourself in.
Yeah. So
it's, that works.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because, like, I feel like I could do the whole wilding thing. I could go. I feel like I could.
Whether he actually could or not is another thing entirely.
Whether I actually could is another thing entirely. I can build a fire. I can start a fire, ish, without too much. Yeah, realistically, that's the easiest way. And with a zombie apocalypse, it's not like you can't go to a shop and find a lighter. You're not looking.
Ain't even got to pay for it.
You're not looking for a fucking flint stick and
all
of that stuff. So, you know, you can find your way into. It's that piece of shit A4.
I could hear it through the headphones. I thought that sounds really fucking odd. Took the headphones off, still sounded odd.
But I don't think I could do the wilding thing with my family, as in Penny and Archie.
You need to be mobile. You're not mobile at that point.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sustain that because neither Penny or Archie could do it.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
See, I'll be honest with you. I feel like, personally, now this sounds incredibly me and very lazy, is basically I wouldn't have the forethought to go, right, this is going to run out, supplies are going to be low, I better fucking start growing my own food. What I'd do is I'd just start like raiding shops, realise...
I mean, that's the easy way to do it initially.
Well, I mean, to be honest, that, my first thought would be...
Tim food will go a long time, let's, you know.
Stock up. I mean, it would be Armageddon. Wouldn't it?
Armageddon!
Yeah.
I would definitely...
Put a gerbil in your ass through a tube.
I would be the guy that goes and raids a garden centre.
Yeah. All the seeds you can get.
Everything. Mm. Empty the fucking shelves.
Anything edible that you can get, like fruit seed-wise.
Yeah.
I can just picture myself jumping into...
Pitchforks.
Hose.
I've got hose.
Yeah, gotta repopulate the country.
Well,
but I'd also like the opportunity to be able to build traps, like proper traps.
Ooh. This is what I mean. If something fucking world's ending, or there's a zombie outbreak, whatever you want to call it, right? I jump in a car, straight to the shop, load up. Obviously, Armageddon.
Everyone else next got shop, the same next idea. Shop,
and then I would quickly realise, fuck, this is serious. Mm. Wouldn't be like, oh, come on, mate, get out of the way. I'd be like, just running people over.
Well, this is the thing.
I'd be proper. Because I wouldn't be thinking, oh, let's grow some of this. If I don't buy some beans now, I'm fucked. Yeah.
I say, you're talking immediate societal collapse.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
At that point, your neighbours are as dangerous as the zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
Mine are as well.
all your.
It's every man for himself, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Your tribe will shrink down to. It would be John, Penny and Archie. It'd be me and Beth. It'd be you and Soph. That was what your tribe would shrink
down to. I don't
know.
Me and Benny would be sticking together as well.
You know what I mean, though?
Soph would go to Benny's.
Wait for this all to blow over. Yeah. But your tribe would shrink down so much that everyone becomes every man for themselves. Yeah, like...
But that's what I mean. I would start off like, I'd go to Cully Tesco first. Okay, no, place is empty. They're all fighting that. Yeah? Let's go to Tivi.
I'd be in that shop first.
I'd be thinking big. But I'm stupid, you see. Well, just because it's closer and smaller.
Yep.
Mm. I'd raid the computer shop opposite, just in case everything blows over. Come here. So, I would just go straight to the nearest Tesco and realise, fuck. Then I'd just widen my search and I would just have as much food as I can in there. And I'll kill anyone who comes near it. Then I'd just batten down the hatches.
That is the thing, though. Once the sort of the dam breaks, as it were, on people's sensibilities going... I'm going to have to kill this person or he's going to take all my food.
Because
initially people won't. They'll just be like, oh, no, don't. I can't hurt you, you know. It's,
yeah,
then that's what I mean. Then it'll be, oh, no, I'm going to have to kill him.
Because I'd have to say, let's be serious. I'd say, so stay here, I'm going to get some food. Stay here, don't answer the door because probably be a zombie. Or a bailiff.
Same thing.
Right, I'd say stay here, don't answer the door to anyone. Yeah.
Zombie bailiff turns up and he's actually got the warrant on him. It's like, what the fucking odds of that?
He's like, oh, money, oh, I haven't got any, boom. So I'd be like, I would just go to, nearest Tesco.
Bankruptcy, motherfucker.
And I'd quickly realise, there's no food here. There is no food. Mm. And then I'd spot some guy, load up to the gills, and
Well, I'm robbing him.
Well, I think, oh, I can't do that. Oh, poor, bless him. You know what I mean? And then over the course of the day, it would soon be, I try to rob someone, they just drive off. I wave a rock around, and then all of a sudden I'd have to kill somebody. Just survival instinct would kick in.
Yeah, for those tins of soup.
I'd kill somebody for a tin of soup. Well, tins, probably. Yeah, let's be fair. And then I would get home, or, well, I wouldn't get home, but I would get somewhere, probably a pub, because they are old, big buildings with a cellar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know it's cliche. Well, that or a school.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. A secondary school, at least.
Still not great.
Oh, a college then. A uni then. But no, big building, isn't it? But I think there'd be a lot of people thinking that.
Yeah.
A pub is small. Do you know where I'd go? I'd go to Queen's Head in Tiverton. Because it's small enough I could protect it. It's got an underground cellar, quite a big network underground as well, isn't it?
Mm. There's a couple of rooms down there, yeah.
Big it is down there.
And you ain't getting in from the street because it's all blocked off.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, the trouble is that all of us live in
a population centre.
In a population, yeah. So,
if this kicks off and you're in the middle of Dartmoor, like, right, let's go to fucking Princetown, raid the co-op,
yeah,
and then go home, barricade the place.
Yeah.
Whereas here, too many people, not enough resources.
Mm-hmm.
Same in Wellington, same in Taunton.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the other thing as well is that you can't, I don't believe that there's a way of barricading your house well enough.
No, if someone really wants in,
with the amount of windows,
in,
yeah,
they'll
the
want
amount
in.
Of windows,
they'll
and,
want in, yeah.
You know,
because generally, I do think initially I thought they're probably a bit weak at these zombies, but it's not the zombies to worry about, is it? It's
people.
The other humans.
It's the other people.
Have you ever watched Walking Dead?
No,
neither have I. But apparently, very good.
Mm.
Well, it is very good. I've not seen it, but everyone can't be wrong.
Yeah,
and also it was a bit different because apparently they weren't all like.
Well, it was like 28 days later, isn't it? That was like the first zombie thing that.
Apparently, the new one is litter.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews.
Absolute garbage.
Some people say it's quite good. Other people say it's dog shit.
Aiden said it was shit, but he says every film shit.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Complains about everything. All right, here's a new question then. If you went to a restaurant and the food was crap, would you complain?
Yeah.
It would
depend on.
You wouldn't even phone a kebabie a minute ago.
Yeah, but we had food, didn't we?
And it was edible for once.
The trouble is, it's exactly what you said. What am I going to gain from it?
Yeah, a free dessert.
I ring them up
and
go, you haven't delivered half of our food here.
Oh, solid, mate.
Yeah. So,
sorry, boss.
So what can we do? And he'll say, well, you can bring it back to me.
Nope.
Well, I'm not doing that.
I say that flames, I fucking marched it back in there and demanded my money, didn't I? It's inedible.
Yeah, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
My brother, this is what brought me onto it. My brother will just, complain. And, like, takes almost pleasure from it. I'm like, fucking just.
Pete used to be like that.
Yeah, he's not anymore. He used to be.
Yeah. I think it's.
The thing that always amazes me with Pete is, like, he would go somewhere that's probably a bit shit, and he'd order a steak, and he'd order it cooked in a difficult way, blue. Which there are only certain places that can cook a good blue steak.
Yeah.
And then he'd fucking complain. Oh, it's fucking... Well...
Give him half a chance. Yeah.
You haven't gone to Miller and Carter.
No.
No.
Even that's a stretch.
Well,
it's good,
yeah,
but it's...
I mean, I went to Miller and Carter once and it was lovely. Nice cut of beef, you know, it was nice. But I thought I normally cook it to like 57 degrees, which is... Rare, medium rare.
Mm.
Just about
right.
It's
a funny angle.
Just about right for what we both like.
Yeah.
So, happy days. And we ordered it medium at Miller and Carter, and it came out more on the medium well done.
Me and Beth.
Okay. It came out more on the medium well done thing.
I've noticed
that. Which is fine,
that.
It was nice, but it was still overcooked for how I ordered it, in my view.
But see, I've noticed.
I stopped ordering steaks out. Because
it's a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah. If you get a good chef and they're not run off their feet, fine. But
you know, the other bit that's difficult as well is it's not always the chef's fault.
No, it ain't.
You know, if you get a steak that's full of fucking gristle and fat,
I bought,
it was fine.
What do you want me to do? I bought a steak before to cook at home. I thought,
it was shit.
Oh, Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you think, well,
I've done the same.
I'm one of those dickheads who'll sit there going through every steak. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll yeah. Do. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'm the same with pork chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I do it with bacon. The ideal fat to meat ratio.
But I always find as well, like with
it was that
way out
supermarket steaks.
Yeah.
If they, I always find that if they look immaculate, I don't buy them because I'm like, I know full well when
that's hiding something.
When I take this out and turn it over, the underneath is just going to be
gristly. Shit.
Yeah, full of gristle.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ain't doing that. I'm going to find the one me that today. Looks
try
okay.
As you might, you cannot you cut the gristle out of it.
Yeah.
There's always meat left on it. It's really annoying.
Yeah. How the hell did we get onto this? Oh, complaining about food.
Yeah.
Pete, steaks. I mean, I get that. I mean, that's what I like about spoons, actually, is because it is cheap. And your expectations are so low, the food is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it isn't bad food.
But it's we're very lucky in Wellington to have the Iron Duke.
Iron Duke.
Because the food, I've been there a lot of times, and I've never, ever had a meal that I've gone, that was shite.
Genuinely, I don't think I've ever had a meal from any Spoons where I thought, that was shit.
Oh, I have. In the...
Don't say one in Devon, just for the sake of it.
No, the one in Taunton.
Perkin.
The Perkin, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had two or three meals in there.
I mean, I wouldn't use the toilets in there.
No.
Let alone order any food.
Yeah, I've had two or three meals in there where I've been like, fucking hell, I know this was £8 for a burger and a pint.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've overpaid by £7. Yeah. Yes.
Well, me and you went to the Coal Orchard for a while, didn't we?
A few times.
I was living in Taunton Way.
Yeah, the Coal Orchard was always good, but it was too far out of town.
Yeah, it's not Spoons anymore.
No.
It's barely open anymore.
Yeah.
They reopened it as Coal Orchard, but it's...
Probably just rent will be free.
It'd be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Like it'd be ridiculous.
Fucking great place like that. Yeah.
It'd be absolutely ridiculous. It'll only ever work as a Spoons a bit.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah.
Just to get volume through the door, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not a complainer. I mean, within reason. I mean, if it's inedible, I will.
Yeah, if it's really egregiously bad, I'll complain about it. But if it's passable, it depends. If I'm hungry, I'll just eat it.
Once, I think I was with James, Judas, went to, it's not there anymore, in Marsh Barton. There was like a couple of, was it TGI Fridays? Was it TGI Fridays? What's the other
Frankie
one?
Frankie and Benny's.
Frankie and Benny's.
Oh, is that not there anymore?
No, they're all gone.
Oh, they've all gone.
Nando's is still there.
But those two prominent ones right on the front,
gone. Yeah.
Both empty.
Yeah.
And have been for years.
Yep.
Get on.
It is so weird.
To say they were new builds as well.
Yeah. Well, they built them.
Specific,
was it TGI and Frankie and Benny's? Was it something else? Was it Chiquito or something?
Chiquito.
Was it a Frankie and Benny's or a TGI?
Yeah, there was a Frankie and Benny's, yeah.
Yeah.
And a Nando's in behind that's still there.
Yeah, the Nando's are still there.
And fucking Nando's KFC
still bucking there, mind.
I know Nando's was always a bit pricey for what it actually is, but it's got fucking expensive recently, I think.
Yeah.
Everything.
I haven't been there for a long time.
I mean, everything has, like you say, yeah.
Well, me and Sev, we do like a cinema visit. We'd like a cinema. And we go to The View in Exeter.
Yeah.
And just up the road in the old Princess A is a Nando's.
Yeah.
So we tend to do the old, you know, when we can, Nando's and cinema.
Yeah.
I do like a Nando's. They've got Slim Chickens in behind.
I saw that last time I was walking through Princess.
I've never been there.
I would recommend it.
Never tried it.
I genuinely would. First time I had it, I was like, this just tastes like glorified KFC.
Yeah.
I might as well go to KFC. But I think about everything. First time I had Taco Bell, I was like, this is shit. Where's all the hype from this? This is litter.
I've always wanted to go Taco Bell. Never have.
Jonathan. No, I never have either.
I mean, there's one in Exeter now.
There's one in Taunton. There's two in Exeter.
Where's
the one in Taunton?
Where Pizza Hut used to be. Always ask the fat fucker if you want to know where the food places are.
Well, Pizza Hut used to be KFC.
Okay.
Do you mean Bilge?
Nope. There is one in Bilge.
I know there's one in Bilge.
I'm sure there's one in Taunton. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I haven't seen
it. Doesn't happen very often, mind. Don't ask the fat fucker then.
No.
Ask the medium-sized fella. It's two in Exeter now.
Are there?
Yeah, and one of the ones in Exeter, I know it's too far for you, one of the ones in Exeter shuts at 3 in the morning when it's like student season, every
Jesus
night of the week.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
So when I was like on the doors and my sleeping pattern was all to shit, off to have a midnight Taco Bell.
Why am I so fat? I'll never 6 o'clock in the morning shitting like a goose.
Standard.
Yeah.
Absolutely standard. Taco Bell.
End.
Taunton.
I'm not certain there is.
Yep.
Where?
Bridgewater.
Oh, no.
Bridgewater, isn't
that? 700 County Street, Taunton, Massachusetts.
Ah, 700.
Yeah, there is one in Bilge. Oh well, sorry.
Yeah, I've never been.
Sorry, John. Nope. I think you'll go fucking shit, waste of money. Same as I did. Then had it again. I thought this isn't too bad because I like a bit of Mexicano.
Yeah, I do.
I fucking loves a burrito.
It was like that, fucking that love a German burrito. Kebab place that we went to.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's not Mexican.
No, I know, but I was like,
keys in the name.
It was okay.
Yeah,
it was okay, but it wasn't really that much better than.
Megan
and kebab.
Yeah, twice the price of and kebab, and no better than and kebab.
Yeah.
Still mystery meat.
The problem with Taco Bell is it all feels very like thrown together.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, just a bit like, this is a bit, I don't know. If they just spent a bit of time on quality, it would be fine. But I love it. I do like it, obviously. How the hell do we get onto this? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Tangent on a tangent.
Oh, weird. There was some flow going on, and then all of a sudden I went, there's a fucking Taco Bell in Taunton, and...
Yeah, that's not
what were we talking about?
I mean, we went from zombie apocalypse...
Yeah.
...to complaining about food...
Yeah.
...to...
Ah!
Slim chickens.
Yeah, try it.
Yeah, I'll give it a go at some point.
You get good portions. You get, like, the chips are nice. The chicken's really good, in my opinion. Proper juicy. Tenders. And you like a tender, don't
I?
I
do like a tender.
And you get a thing called Texas bread. Which is...
Inbred.
Garlic bread. Okay. It's like you won't like it, but it's like a garlic brioche.
Ooh.
Nice. Very nice. Ooh. Very nice.
There's nothing to say that I won't like it.
You don't like brioche?
Well, I don't like brioche. I think brioche on a burger is overrated.
Too sweet.
It's a bit OTT, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's the best kind. It's so soft. Yeah.
Oh, tell you what, it's hell. A shame Eat the Bird's gone from everywhere.
Yeah.
You liked to meet the bird.
Do you know what I always thought was overrated, if we're talking about this sort of thing? Five Guys.
Yeah, expensive and
really
not
expensive.
All that.
Again.
And just.
Nah.
Every time.
You can't say you went out last night and had Five Guys.
Every time I went there, I always thought. Genuinely,
this is really expensive.
If I'd have just gone to McDonald's and asked for a double quarter pounder, I'd have walked away from there going, it's the same.
Well, this might
it's
be
the same, except this was £8 and that's £18.
This might be controversial.
Yeah. Oh, and the chips are extra. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Great.
But don't worry, there's loads of scragglers in the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
Just charge me a normal amount and give me a normal amount of fries, you fucking knob.
Yeah.
What? This might sound controversial at best.
You like Six Guys.
And he bamped. Any, like, sort of burger, smash burger that's all draped in cheese and looks so good, I find has no taste.
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few in Bridgewater. There's about three in Bridgewater. These, like, oh, smash burgers and all the rest of it. And they look...
amazing.
Oh, my good
but
God.
But taste of nothing.
They just taste of fuck all. And I think, how? You know how, like... Right, it's a bit carry, but it's a car podcast at the end of the day. You know how Americans get so few horsepower from a V8. I think, how have you got such few taste from something that looks so good?
Yeah.
You know
how
I mean?
Can you make it look that mouth-wateringly good and it's like, oh, what it tastes is bread.
Yeah, it looks good, but it also impressive, but it looks like it tastes good.
Yeah.
And then what you get, it's a complete opposite of that.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why they're so popular. People are like, how have they done this? You know what I mean?
How have you crammed this much disappointment into an £18 burger? Yeah.
And I find Five Guys the same as that. It's that kind of, it doesn't really taste of what
you're
paying
sticks
for.
In the back of your
And the problem I have as well, it explains this. You can basically just load up, you tell them how many patties you want.
Yeah.
So my brain goes five. I think, I have five? That's fucking stupid. Because the signs on the door, it's subliminal, I think, probably.
I mean, I've never walked in around, can I have five burgers in my burger, please?
What, never?
No.
Pre-beatus?
No.
All right, four burgers then.
No.
Three?
Not in five. I've been in Five Guys twice and gone out.
No, I just didn't in life.
Oh, okay. No, I've
three's
had,
your limit.
I've had a three before and that was like, I can't move.
The problem is with a three decker is the fact that, ironically, the opposite to the whole smash burger scenario is you can just taste beef.
Yep.
You think this is too much meat.
Route 5/303. Double rodeo burger.
It's not there anymore.
I know, but they were so good.
I miss them restaurants.
Yeah, because they were actually reasonably priced, which I mean, nothing is now decently priced.
Well, the thing is, it's all relative, isn't it?
I can remember. I was the one that started the complaint. I think we went to Route 5 for. Don't know if it was Max's birthday or. I don't know. It was the OSC lot, yeah, basically. There was years, a whole load of
ancient
us.
Ancient history. Yeah.
But we all went there. There was, I don't know, 12 of us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much all had burgers.
Fuck yeah.
And they came out and I was like, yeah. And I cut the yeah. burger in half.
Yeah.
Picked it up.
No.
And I was like, the fuck?
Mm.
And the bread on the bottom was completely soaked. Like, soaked through. And I was like, this is fucking... And it took ages for us to get our food as well. We're there fucking ages.
Have you cooked
ages.
This so little?
And yeah.
And taken so long to do so.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And I bit into it and I was like, that's water. Like, genuinely,
someone left
it is
water.
Someone
on the side and put the buns on it, we think.
No, what it was is that...
Oh, I thought it dripped out of the burger.
No. So what they what it was is that where they have their salad... Obviously, they keep it in water, like lettuce in water,
yeah.
And they didn't. What they, didn't according to off. The according to the woman on the counter, what they would normally do is they chop up three lettuces or 30 lettuces for 2 days worth of lettuce, and then for each serving time,
mm-hmm.
they would take it out of the water and drain it.
Right.
But they hadn't taken out the water, so they just literally got a handful of
wet
chucked
lettuce.
It in the burger and on the side of the plate.
Sounds
and
like
it
a euphemism.
And it's literally water in the bottom of the bun.
Oh, nah.
And I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. So I complained. I was like, no.
I will admit, we waited
like a soggy burger. An hour and 45 minutes for our food.
Yeah.
And B, this is fucking inedible.
Yeah.
And then it triggered this whole thing and we all ended up with like fucking 40% off our food, didn't we?
Oh, nice. If it's bad, you've got to complain.
Yeah,
but it's that,
something
it's
like
that,
that
line.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
if it's
blatantly like
that.
Like that yeah.
All right, yeah. Then. What's your opinion on Subway? It's an expensive sandwich.
I mean, it is an expensive sandwich. But I am quite fond, because they have proper poached eggs.
Mm.
So you go in the morning and you have like a little 6-inch sausage and egg.
I wish.
A little 6-inch sausage. On
says. Flat.
A little 6-inch sausage.
On a cold day.
Sausage and egg.
In water.
Bit of cheese. Toasted. And it's like £3.
Mm.
So that's not terrible.
No, that's
you
all
right. go in Greg's next door and spend that on...
A vegan sausage roll.
Yeah.
Taste of nothing.
Vegan
probably.
Sausage roll. I haven't gone off Greg's at all. What Greg's done has annoyed me. Well, it annoys me because it's always fucking cold.
Yeah.
No VAT
always.
On food, though,
I don't...
On cold
honestly.
Food.
Is that what it is?
No VAT on cold food.
That ain't what it is, though, surely.
I think that's what you said, wasn't that?
No.
I think it's been tight asses.
No, maybe somebody said it. I think that's what it is. I think they can get away with not charging VAT if it's not kept hot. That's why it goes in a cold display thing. And if you're lucky, you get it hot.
I'd rather pay the VAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, genuinely.
Honestly.
Yeah. There's a reason. There's a reason.
If you had a sausage, cheese and bean melt and gone...
How's it go?
Sausage, cheese, and bitten into it and gone, ugh.
Mm. Well, I can tell you how often.
Every
none.
Time. Oh.
Yeah, because you don't buy them.
Because I don't go to Greg's.
I'm going
for
off
that
it.
Reason. The only reason I'll ever go into Greg's is for the yum-yums. But
the donuts
they
are no good anymore.
They do better yum yums in Lidl's now, which is right
Lidl's
outside
bakery.
My house.
Lidl's bakery is top tier.
Yeah.
Odd, isn't it?
Ultimate brownie.
It shouldn't be.
Fuck yeah.
It's bloody good.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is
that
Greg's.
Get me in trouble real quick.
As well.
I know.
You're like, I'll just get four and that'll last
tea.
Me a that'll last me the car ride home.
That'll last me the walk to the car.
Let's come out with some more.
And then you're like
yeah, you are. You're like
I can't believe, man. The thing is, back to Greg's just very quickly. What bothers me is you can tell the fillings are designed to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like a steak bag. I like beef.
Yeah.
And the problem is you just get this like sort of almost beef in jelly.
Yeah.
Sort of solidified.
Dog food.
Yeah, nah. Basically. Fucking marabone jelly.
Mm. That's right. If we ever go to just a high street bakery when we're in town, I go to Warren's.
I like a Warren's.
It's expensive for a pasty.
But it's good.
But it's fucking hot.
Like
hot
it'll burn
to the point,
your throat hot.
Hot to the point that what we normally end up doing is getting a Warren's as we're going back to the car. and then we will drive all the way back to Wellington, and you still bite into the pasty and go...
Yeah. Do you ever, have you two ever had one of these Too Good To Go bags? Have you ever heard of a Too Good To Go bag? You ever heard of a Too Good To Go bag?
No.
Well, it is basically, you know, the food you're about to throw away, you can go onto an app and buy it at the end of the day.
Okay.
They do it all sorts of shops. Costa do it, Greg's do it, Warren's do it, because there's a Warren's down at Way, Cully Services, isn't there?
Yes. Little Yeah.
I can't remember the word.
Kiosk.
I need it then. Concession. Nope. We'll just say kiosk. Anyway. All sorts of stuff. Like, your local shop will do it. Local, like, businesses will do it. What's the... There's an ice cream place in... Where I used to do the security. There on there. Anyway. You go into the app and it'll just say, you know, Greg's have got 3 bags. Warren's have got a bag. And it's like $2.95. I mean, it's a mystery. It's a lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, I've turned up to a Costa one before and got 6 fucking prawn sandwiches.
Ugh.
And gone, well, this is fucking irritating. This is all going in the bin.
Yeah.
But now I have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll throw it away, shall I? And I've gone to other places like Warren's and walked out with fucking donuts and this and cakes and that and sandwiches and toasties and other fucking everything. And that's when I first discovered how good a Warren's is.
Yeah.
It's like, good. It's too good to go, you know?
Yeah.
Tell you what.
So you, look into the app. Just look into
you
it.
You two will remember these. Remember when Greg's did those fondant ring donuts?
Oh,
voila.
That amazing icing.
Yeah.
And they don't do them anymore. They haven't done them for years now. Somerset Bakehouse.
Oh, I love a Somerset Bakehouse.
Do ring donuts with thick fondant icing on them. Nice. And they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Ask my toes.
Ask my foot.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is the thing. I mean, I'm very interested in sort of business and stuff, but Greg's generally started off as a one-off high street baker's that just then became two.
Boomed. Yeah.
Two, and then three, and five, and then
the
10,
money,
and then 20.
The money they must make on a daily basis.
Unreal.
Hideous.
Unreal.
Because everyone's in there.
But, literally, every... Well, while the motorway junction was closed in Wellington, obviously there's a Greg's in the middle of town, and I would go through there at 7:20 pretty much every day, and there would be a queue of builders in Greg's, all getting a coffee, all getting a sandwich, all getting a sausage roll, or whatever it is, you know.
I go in Dunball quite a lot, Bridgewater, and I've been up Wilds Road a couple of times as well. There's a little Greg's in the industrial estate there as well. So I've gone into Dunball before, got fuel, come back out, or come out into the shop and gone, ooh, Greg's. Cleared out, and this is before 7 o'clock in the morning. Cleared out.
Can you remember when Greg's used to shut at like 2?
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But cleared out, go round to Wilds Road, cleared out.
Really?
By 7:30 in the morning, it's like, oh, okay.
Mm.
So the money. Unbelievable.
Oh, God, yeah.
Unbelievable.
But it would be the same with like Costa, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
It's just for the taxi dodge.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Even more money.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
How's it doing for time?
Yeah, where are we up to?
35 minutes.
Now tell the real time.
45 minutes.
I don't actually believe you on that either.
An hour.
Right. Let's knock.
I was about to say, I'm sure.
We are just waffling now about fast food.
I know. I love it. I genuinely love
the randomness is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, if you said to me, I've got an idea for the Patreon, right? Let's talk about like fast food and that. I'll be like, John, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
But it just does.
What are we going to say? Yeah. I like a quarter pounder.
Yeah. Kebab, yes. Pizza, yes. Do you know what I mean? You need to try
Sushi,
Taco Bell.
No.
Nah. You need to try Taco Bell. You had Taco Bell?
No.
We both need to try Slim Chickens. And...
Yes.
Oh, no, I tell a lie. I have had Slim Chickens
at
Haven.
Ooh.
When we were down in May, was it? Did we go down?
Were you saying we like I was there?
No, obviously, I couldn't record because we were...
No signal. Like,
yes.
He was radio silence for a week and a half.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I mean, you didn't remember you'd had it. Do you remember how
it was okay, but it's on a fucking caravan park and they delivered it and it wasn't
sweaty.
Overly
warm.
Hot.
Yeah.
And but I did say to Penny, I reckon this would be really nice if you got it hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
I think the nearest one for you would be Exeter. So if you're ever in the vicinity, the good thing is, it's, I mean, Princess Hay isn't massive, but it's road end, if you know what I mean.
I know where
it's
it
next
is.
To Nando's.
You know, it's right next to Nando's, yeah. Which is a bit stupid, really.
Yeah.
You think Princess Hay planners would go...
Go the other end.
We'll put you down there.
Yeah.
And we'll put you next to the other chicken joint.
And the cake van. Have you not seen the cake van that's there as well?
No.
Opposite Nando's.
That during the day?
Yeah.
I've seen a van there, actually.
Fucking, yeah, just all these massive donuts and fucking brownies and fudge.
Have you had a cronut?
Christ. A what?
No, but I've heard of a cronut.
It's basically a croissant.
Filled.
Oh.
But shaped in a donut.
Oh.
But they do them in Lidl's every so often.
Oh.
And they do a toffee cronut. Mm. And it's filled with, like, toffee inside. Yeah. And then with a royal icing. And then a drizzle on. Oh, mate.
Top tier. Lidl bakery.
Yep.
So next time, kegs.
Yeah.
Bring some fucking kegs. Well, you can bring some fucking kegs.
I'll order some SB bakes.
Nice.
So we're not going to do scones.
That's what a ridiculous idea. Anyway. Thank you so much for listening. This has been an hour. You've waited 3 weeks for it. We hope we've delivered.
Of complete bollocks, but
we hope
yeah.
we've delivered. Sorry, Bold said y'all's are silly so many times.
I was a bit silly.
John say I was silly. Bold say I was a silly.
Niall asked me to say it, though.
conflict.
Page 404 URL not found.
Say, you can have any colour you
Isles
want.
Isles of Silly.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Isles of Silly.